B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Florida woman was charged with aggravated battery after being found naked and erratically throwing alcohol bottles at Outback Steakhouse and Mojo Grill.
She's having a good time.
An officer responded to the Mojo Grill because of reports of 53-year-old Tina Kindred acting out of control. The female was topless and banging on the tables and windows. Kindred had,
I just wanted a steak.
She had flipped over a few tables and was last seen trying to get into a customer's car. She was found driving recklessly in the parking lot before exiting the parking lot. Prior to officers arriving at Mojo Grill, another call was received of a similar incident. And that call was from the Outback Steakhouse on the same road.
Was she on tour?
She was just hitting all the steakhouses,
yeah.
Man. The call reported Kindred arrived naked and acting, quote, crazy while breaking things in the bar. The officer on scene opened the front doors of the business, saw glass and liquid all over the bar. Kindred was found naked with bottles in her hands. When she noticed the officer, she drew back her arm with a bottle of liquor in her hands. Kindred then threw the bottle at the officer, and the officer was able to dodge it. A second bottle was thrown at the officer's head and touched his arm, leaving alcohol residue on him. She threw another bottle and approached the officer as he was yelling, "Get on the ground." The officer used his taser in an attempt to defuse the situation. Kindred lowered to the floor, and the officer used 1 5-second cycle with the taser.
That was enough.
Then Kindred put her hands behind her back. She was placed in handcuffs and transported to the hospital for treatment.
Bloomin' onion.
The exact dollar amount of the damage is not known, but it's supposedly in the thousands. Kindred said that she chose Mojo Grill because of the owner and felt as if he was not honest.
Oh,
so there you go.
Okay, yeah. That's why you get naked and start smashing stuff.
Yeah, she admitted she entered the business, but claimed that she was denied business, so she started turning tables.
Let this serve as a warning to you dishonest business owners.
She admitted going inside Outback with the intent to destroy the bar. when Kindred
she,
was...
She looks properly crazy here, pressing her mugshot.
She's got the big eyes.
Yeah.
When Kindred was transported to the hospital, medical staff discovered she had possible fentanyl patch in her pubic area, but they later found she did not have any narcotics in her system except THC. So she was fairly... Nothing. She wasn't
whacked
out.
Maybe she actually is fighting for honesty.
She was charged with aggravated battery and felony criminal mischief.
Well, you're a hero.
Well, in this story, the landlord allegedly had a sword and the tenant allegedly had a hammer. Their dispute happened before 4 a.m. Friday in Pittsburgh and has both of them facing assault charges. The landlord, Shaquan Tyler, was charged with aggravated assault and simple assault. The tenant, Louis Rice, is charged with terroristic threats and simple assault. Police were called to the scene twice. A neighbor said he heard screaming before each police visit. The first time he heard someone scream, "He has a sword!" After the police departed, the neighbor heard screaming again. It was the tenant screaming in pain while being stabbed by the landlord with a katana samurai sword. The criminal complaints say that the tenant was out on the back deck with his girlfriend when they discovered he'd been locked out. They then saw his belongings stuffed into trash bags strewn on the street. It was then, they say, the landlord was threatening them with the sword. Police came and told the landlord that he didn't have the right to evict the tenant in that way and advised him to file for an eviction notice. Officers told everybody involved to stay away from each other for the rest of the night.
In that way.
In that way. Okay. Yes.
You can't do it in that way.
No.
You can't just throw everything out, especially if he's got a sword.
Exactly.
Police left, and less than 10 minutes later, a 911 call reporting a stabbing brought them back to the same address. The landlord and the landlord's
friend. Why don't we just hang out?
Claimed that the tenant came downstairs threatening the landlord with a hammer.
The landlord stabbed
the tenant with a sword in self-defense.
It's almost like watching a Transformers fight.
Now, the tenant and the tenant's friend say the tenant's friend was holding a hammer at the time, but that it was the landlord threatening and attacking the tenant with the sword. So it's a he said, she said thing. Police say...
All right, now, who had the sword?
Police say the tenant was stabbed twice, once in the left flank, once in the buttocks. The tenant was taken to the hospital for examination, then to jail, where the landlord has already been taken. Both were awaiting arraignment, by the way.
I'm amazed at how many of these perpetrators have katanas.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Plenty of them. All right, so this story has a political edge to it, and I only bring it up because it's a great Bizarre File story, okay? So this is an example of political passion. A 7-year-old Ohio man who told cops that he was a Trump man confessed to repeatedly urinating and defecating in front of a neighbor's home because the residents are Democrats and support Joe Biden. So he figured dropping his pants and crapping on their yard was the way to go about it. So Jerry Dietrich.
He didn't have a sword?
The accused serial pooper was cited Sunday for littering after the homeowner caught him in the act around 3:15 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Investigators say that Matthew Guyette called 911 after spotting a man squatting down and relieving himself near a privet hedge.
Yes, there's an old man on my lawn taking a dump.
Outside of the home, Guyette shares with his husband. Upon being confronted by Guyette, the suspect got up and walked away from the property. Based on a description provided by Guyette, police subsequently identified Dietrich, a retired high school teacher, as a suspect in the pre-dawn pooping.
So the pooper was a high school, former high school?
He's 70, so he's retired, yeah. So Dietrich lives a couple of blocks from the Guyette's residence. During police questioning, Dietrich reportedly admitted to urinating in Guyette's yard and also copped to previously defecating on the victim's property, quote, multiple times. Dietrich, cops say, admitted targeting the home because Guyette and his spouse are Democrats and support Joe Biden. These are exact quotes, while he is a, quote, Trump man. A patrolman noted that Dietrich's statement leads me to believe that this incident is politically motivated.
Seems to be.
Cited for littering, Dietrich is scheduled to be arraigned June 8th on the misdemeanor count, so he must have already, he faces that tomorrow. In a Facebook post following Dietrich's bust, Guyette wrote of, quote, an eventful early morning and the apprehension of the man who's been, quote, crapping in our front yard for the past 10 years.
10 years.
The wow, pooper, Guyette noted,
10 years, man! 10!
Would leave behind three or four crumpled up restaurant napkins he used to clean himself. And he said, that was my clue that we had had a visitor. So he's been busted for littering. I would think you get a little bit more than that, but
it's priceless.
Littering's not bad.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
This next story took place, a terrible story, in Santa Claus, Indiana.
Oh, boy.
An Ohio woman who was found unresponsive on a roller coaster at Holiday World Friday died.
Jesus.
Yeah, the amusement park posted on Facebook that the woman was unresponsive when the Voyager roller coaster returned to the station earlier that evening.
Oh, my God.
Medics arrived minutes later and administered first aid before the woman was taken to a hospital. She later passed away. Yeah.
She was... oh, crap.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking, too.
Holy crap.
47-year-old Dawn Jankovich. Wow, only 47. Had passed away. Holiday World was had closed the ride for the rest of the day out of respect for the family.
Any ideas to what happened?
Well, they inspected the coaster, and the park said it worked as intended, so I don't know.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I don't know if they had she had a... a pre-existing condition.
It's horrible. Yeah,
nobody dies in Christmas.
Yeah. When it opened in 2006, the Voyage was touted as being among the world's longest wooden roller coasters. It has top speed of 67 miles an hour and takes riders through five underground tunnels.
Not That's familiar with this terrible. Park. Yeah.
No, I'm not either, but I'm intrigued.
Except for the coaster.
Yeah, except for the people dying on the rides. It sounds like a lovely place. A man with a history of mental illness and self-harm, listen to this, died after he disemboweled himself while in custody at the Montana State Prison.
Aren't they supposed to take sharp objects away from you?
Yeah. But this is like hari kuri, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, he did this. Sean Duncan Morrison died from a self-inflicted open wound to his stomach
wall.
Sean! Morrison caused the injury to himself. He lived for 4 days before dying from his injuries as well as sepsis while receiving treatment. Man, Morrison was serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole after he killed another inmate in the prison in 2011. He was part of a group of prisoners who were involved in a lawsuit against the Montana Department of Corrections and the state prison concerning the treatment of incarcerated people with mental illness. Prior to that, he was incarcerated for attacking a police officer. But this dude did it
himself.
Oof.
Wow.
Horrible. 48 people from the same small Canadian province struck with a baffling mix of symptoms, including insomnia, impaired motor function, and hallucinations such as nightmarish visions of the dead. Or apparently this is taking place. In the past 6 years, dozens of people have fallen ill from the disease and six people have died. People are alarmed, according to a local official. They said they are asking, is this environmental? Is it genetic? Is it fish or deer meat? Is it something else? Everyone wants answers. As the coronavirus raged across the country, the past 15 months, medical enigma was initially slow to gain national attention.
You know what they say it is, Preston? It's a baked charcuterie board.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. You picked the wrong time to get into it.
Damn it. Now I'm going to be thinking about that all the time. Canadian health authorities, distracted by the need to respond to the pandemic, scrambled to determine the seriousness of the outbreak. Doctors investigating the disease say the sluggish response underlines the challenges of for other medical conditions to compete for the spotlight during a global pandemic. A medical expert said the murkiness surrounding the illness also reflected how, despite extraordinary advances in medical science, some conditions, in particular neurological diseases involving dementia, can puzzle even the world's best scientific brains. The Canadian outbreak could join the pantheon of other ailments that have mystified the world, such as the debilitating illness that impaired dozens of diplomats in Cuba and China beginning in 2016, prompting suspicions that victims may have been targeted by Moscow.
Yeah.
There are also other painful and puzzling kidney disease that affects workers harvesting sugar canes in Nicaragua 4 years earlier. The mystery, however, could fizzle, as it turns out, a variety of pre-existing conditions have been prematurely ascribed to a strange new disease. But this one they haven't figured out yet, and it's been going on for like 6 years. They're just seeing more and more cases of this.
That's right out of a zombie movie.
Yeah, right? How about this? In Illinois, a semi-truck carrying fireworks crashed and caught fire Friday morning.
Nothing to see here.
No. The crash occurred at about 3:41 a.m., as a result of the crash, the bridge may have sustained damage, and the Illinois Department of Transportation engineers were sent to inspect it. The driver of the truck was able to get out of the truck safely, believe it or not. He was transported to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Wow. All right, and then we have time for one more story, a short story Casey is telling me, and then we will wrap things up, and I'm looking for a short story.
Well, just tell part of one.
How about this one? Yes, Phoenix police say a man is facing charges after allegedly stealing a mortuary van, had two dead bodies inside of it. Authorities received a call from the South Mountain Mortuary Wednesday. Employees had left the vehicle alone for a short amount of time while it was running. Mm. Officers then spotted a van matching the description of the mortuary vehicle.
Mortuary.
Jose Molina Jr. was located a short time later. Police said that he matched witness descriptions and surveillance video of the suspect. He was found with five blue pills, which officers believed to be fentanyl, along with several other drugs. Police also found a key fob for the stolen van, which authorities then used to unlock the vehicle. And at the scene, an eyewitness identified him. Authorities also confirmed two dead bodies were inside.
I just had the quietest Uber passengers ever.
He had claimed that he had picked up a fob from the ground, and then he just took off with it. So he was booked on suspicion of improper removal of a dead person.
Does the "I found it on the ground" excuse ever work?
I don't know.
No, I found this Fabergé egg. It was over there.
I never do see a follow-up on
that. It was on the ground over there.
All right, and there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.